Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, March the 15th. Payday for some folks. Tuesday, March the 15th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're starting another short introduction that's a series actually within itself. Won't be able to finish everything up today within the 30 minutes that we have during this noontime lunch break. So instead of feeding the flesh, we're feeding the spirit. So we're taking a noon word break to start a new series. This new series is laying a foundation for the next series. So we want to talk about this new covenant. But this new covenant is a new or a neocortex. So we want to talk about the neocortex. And there is something that is inside of the neocortex. If we don't understand that, everything that's going forward, the Bible talks about spiritual things are only spiritually discerned. That's what this series is. because I'm talking to people, and as you guys know, I had to put my troll spray back out on my Facebook page, and if you haven't noticed it, you might want to check out. I've got there's this guy, Christopher Barnes. He changes his name. This has been going back for, 5 years, and he shows up, and he changes his name. So you won't see me responding anymore because, as you know, I don't debate. I educate. I really don't have time anymore for the negative energy. And then there's some female on there talking about her boyfriend won't have sex with her anymore because of some show that I did. So this is the reason for this new cortex, this new covenant, this new understanding. It's the ability to understand something that is so outside of the box that it has totally revolutionized my life. Now I know something that, I used to try to fit into the world system and I couldn't fit in. And all of the world's institutions, whether it's the institution of culture, whether it's the institution of religion, whether it's the institution of economics, whether it's the institution of race, whether it's the institution of marriage, whether it's the institution of nutrition, whether it's the institution of education, no matter what institution that I tried to fit in, I found myself lacking. And I became very, very angry because I kept trying and I kept failing. I couldn't fit into the world systems or institutions. And then, brothers and sisters, and I know some of you listening to this show, you're in the same predicament that I'm in. And you can tell by your haters. If you don't have any haters, then you're doing something wrong, because that means that you look like them. This institution, this harmonious arrangement that we live in, I don't fit. I've tried, and no matter how hard I try to fit into the system of this harmonious arrangement, I don't fit. And there's somebody listening to this show that you don't fit. That's why I'm doing these shows. That's why I do this series. That's why I've written these 50 books. Everything I'm about is about people that don't fit into the world system. Because the Bible says friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So it is something about this world, my brothers and sisters, that makes me and you enemies. And so this is what the problem is. And thankfully, we have a solution. Because Yahushua didn't fit into this world either. He said that light came in the darkness, and this darkness perceived it not. And so guess what? If the world hated him, they're going to hate you too. And so now, worry about trying to fit into other people's opinion of me. I don't worry about, now again, I don't go through life trying to harm people or hurt people. The problem is, my brothers and sisters, that I can love you and I don't have to be with you. Meaning I don't have to be in your face 24/7, 365. I can care for you without having to be next to you. For example, I think about the people that are good friends of mine. And these people that are good friends of mine, I love them. I've never met them physically, but we are connected spiritually. My good brother, like Brother Lee, Brother Artist, Brother Dana, my sister Ellen, Sister Stacy, Sister Asia. There's certain people that we are on the same frequency. We have the same neocortex. We have the same spiritual connection, vibe, if you want to use that term. And what you are finding, brothers and sisters, and what I'm finding is that we have to vibe with people who vibe with us. Going forward, stop trying to put a round peg into a square hole. It doesn't fit. There are many of you, now I am the master of trying to put round pegs in square holes. I don't know. I'm a little slow. Man, I just need you guys to pray for me. I just want to save everybody. I think it's my job to try to penetrate organizations and establishments and foundations in societies and try to change it. I see an error, I see a flaw, and I just think it's my job. And then God keeps telling me the same thing. Negro, it's not your job to change people. If somebody don't accept you, you can still love them from afar. That means you can pray for them. You can do nice things to them. I can send you my love without being next to you. And it's okay, brothers and sisters, if we grow, we are supposed to grow. That's what this life is about. And if you know somebody that doesn't want to grow, it's okay if they don't want to grow. It's not your job. This guy is on my Facebook page. I've known this guy for 5 years, longer than that. He changes his name. I went to Facebook, you know, and told him, hey, this guy is spam. He's on my Facebook page. His name is Christopher Barnes. He's on my Facebook. He's probably listening right now. This guy, Christopher Barnes, there used to be a whole slew of them. Everybody fell out. Then there, now this new chick is on my Facebook page. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? I'm on a level right now that I don't have time like I used to. I used to debate. I used to get off on that, man. I used to love, you know, debating these fools and, you know, shutting them down. And then God told me, yeah, you're taking too much pride. You're taking too much confidence. You're getting too much validation. You're getting too much fleshly tingling by doing that. You need to shut it down. And so now I don't debate. I educate. That's what this scripture is saying, brothers and sisters. Don't fall for the trick of the enemy that I fell for. Going forward, 2016, it is so important because every series, including this series, is so important that you understand 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Please turn with me. And again, this is going to be a 3 or 4 part series, noonday. We're making it free, available for, because there are some people that can't afford, you know, or at least they think they can't afford, but, you know, are unable to attend some of my paid programming. So 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 says, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Wow. I can't speak about you, but do I begin again to commend myself? Or do I need, or do we need, as some others do, epistles of condemnation, recommendation, or condemnation, or an award? Do we need an award? Or do we need letters of condemnation? A commendation. Do you have to be seen, brothers and sisters? Do you have to be given all of these worldly accolades? Do you have to be, as the Bible says, do you have to sit in Moses' seat? See, that used to be me, man. I could do nothing unless I was seen. You know, I used to go to the gym, and the only reason I went to the gym to be seen. I remember back in the day, I'd go for a 6 to 10 mile jog in the heat of the day, no shirt on, down the middle of whatever city I was in, just to be seen. It's sad, man. I look back on the old me, and I needed so much. I had so much. I came from such a deficit, and I had no self-esteem. I was so wounded. I was so thirsty. I was so hungry. Anybody, any female that looked at me, man, I was trying to sleep with you. Anybody that paid me any attention, man, I was all in your Kool-Aid. I was so hard up for attention. It was pathetic. It was sad, man. And I see that now, and the people who, like, on my Facebook page and people who do that, they try to challenge. There's no love in that. What is all of that about, brothers and sisters? That is about the fact that you're still oscillating and vibrating with the old man, the reptile, the reptilian brain, and you have not activated the new brain. This show, I'm about new covenant. I'm about new means neo. Covenant means cortex. The heart, brothers and sisters, God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. So if you're an Egyptologist and you go to Egypt and you're looking at the stone hieroglyphics, you got the wrong God and you got the wrong disposition or the wrong mentality or the wrong spirit. The people that I'm appealing to have a spirit and a disposition that's similar to or like mine. Now, how did I get here, brothers and sisters? That's what this series is all about. That's what the next series is about. But we're talking about the forbidden religion on the next series. But before we can talk about that, we got to talk about, as we talked about on last show, this artificial myth that has replaced the truth. So we have been given artificial myth, a myth, mythology, whether it's Greek mythology or whoever mythology. That's what they gave us, and it has replaced the truth. Now, brothers and sisters, this is so important. That's why I'm taking my time with this. Now we are ministers of a new covenant. You and I, ministers just means representative. It means messenger. You are a messenger. That means that you carry a frequency from the Father that gives you a new, which means neo, covenant, which means cortex. So you have a new cortex. But we have to read 2 Corinthians 3:1 in the New Living Translation. In the New Living Translation, it says, "And we beginning to praise ourselves again." Are we beginning to praise ourselves again? See, I got to be very careful that I don't go back to where I came from. And am I doing this so that way I can get praise? Am I doing this so that way I can get people to, you know, to call me and say, "Hey, Doc, man, that was off the chain, man, brother. That was a powerful message, brother." And is that what I'm doing these shows for? Am I doing this for self-gratification? Am I in a relationship with you for selfish reasons? Can you examine all the institutions that you are involved with, please? I would ask that everybody listening to this series to examine every institution that you're involved in, whether it's the marriage institution, whether it's a financial institution, whether it's a religious institution, whether it's a fitness institution, whatever institution that you're involved in, are you in it for yourself? Are you in it to take? Are you in it to give? Are you a giver or are you a taker? See, I spend a lot of time taking. I don't want to be that dude no more. You see, if you don't love it, brothers and sisters, you can't win it. You can only win it if you love it. If you are involved in a relationship, if you're involved in an institution and you don't love it, brothers and sisters, the way you know that you love something is that, you know, if you see a beautiful flower, when you pick that flower, if you really love that flower, you won't pick that flower. If you really love that flower, you'll leave it there because you want it to grow. When you are involved in something and you are stifling it, its growth. See, I had to look in the mirror, and I'm still looking in the mirror, and I'm having to make some tough decisions, brothers and sisters, because there are certain institutions that, because they're not willing to grow. Let's take jobs. People say, "Man, why have I had so many jobs?" I get into a job, and last job I was at, man, I go into this job, I did more in 1 week than they had did the previous quarter, the previous three months. They called me in the office, and they said, "You know, you're helping too many people." And then, long story short, they wanted me to falsify documents and say that I did something that I didn't do so that way they could look good and keep a contract. So I could have did that because, you know, I was making some really good money, really good money. But I had to look myself in the mirror, and I was like, man, am I going to allow them to stifle my growth? I have been involved with too many relationships and too many people that tolerate me. They don't elevate me. Are you just tolerating them? Then this may not be the show for you. My word should elevate you. That's what I'm here for, to elevate you, to uplift you, to inspire you, to inform you, to influence you. I'm not here, brothers and sisters, just to tickle you. I'm not here to appease you. I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to expand your consciousness so that way you can grow spirit word. That's why I'm here. That's the purpose for today's show. That's the purpose for this series. That's the purpose for the next series and every series. But I need you to really hear my heart, man, because, man, this is so important. Because it is okay to love people that don't love you. Man, I hope you guys hear me, man. I really hope you guys hear me. It is okay. The Bible says, what good is it just to love people who love you? Even the Republicans, or even the, you know, even demons can do that. Even the losers can do that. But when you return good for evil, it's like reaping coals of fire upon people's heads. That's all I'm about, man. I don't want to do this tic tac stuff anymore. I'm too old, man. I've been doing this too long. Going forward, brothers and sisters, everybody listening to this show, everybody listening to my series, everybody that's connected to me, everybody that's, don't be involved with institutions that don't elevate you. None. It's going to be hard, man, because these first of all, what is an institution? I keep saying that word institution. An institution is a harmonious arrangement. It's an organization. It's an establishment. So you go to church, and every time you go to church, you feel bad. Are oppressing you. You're in a relationship, and every time, you know, you don't, you know, you're not growing and they're not growing. Y'all just both tolerating each other. You go to you're part of a bank, and the bank doesn't do nothing for you. You got your money in there. They should be happy that you are a customer. You mean to tell me you go out to eat to an organization, you go to a restaurant, and the waiter has an attitude? You paying his salary, and he... Man, don't be involved with people that don't want to be involved with you. Love them from afar. I'm not telling you not to love them. I'm not telling you to talk evil to them. I'm telling you to go home and pray for them. But don't allow their vibe or their spirit to hinder you. That's why it's so dangerous to be unequally yoked. That is what this series is all about, brothers and sisters. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 1 is telling us, and it's asking us, and it's begging us, are you going back to the beginning where you used to praise yourself, where you used to look in the mirror and take selfies all day? Are you going back to that? Is that what we're doing? Were we just praising ourselves? That's not what I'm doing, brother. I don't want to do that no more. Now, I used to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy no more. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 says, something that's even more powerful. In the New Living Translation, it says, the only letter of recommendation that you need is you yourself. Oh, man. I'm trying not to break down in tears, man, because I've always needed outside assistance and validation. I've never been a man that could look myself in the mirror and stand on my own two feet. I always needed a prop. I always needed somebody to pull alongside of me. If I did a message, if I wrote a book, and if I didn't get that attaboy, if I didn't get that pack on the back, I was like a little dog that needed a pat that needed attention. Man, if you need, do you know that godliness plus contentment is great gain? Do you know the word contentment means not needing outside attention, not needing outside praise, not needing outside assistance? For the first time in my life, for the first time in a long time, brothers and sisters, I can let go. I don't need a prop because I love me now. I love myself. I don't care if nobody else don't love me. I know where God has brought me from. I know I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. I know I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. I know I'm not the greatest thing since I've sliced bread. But guess what? I love me some me. See, for some people, that sounds arrogant because, see, you don't understand where I came from. And there are some people, they may look at you, they don't understand your praise because they don't understand where you came from. They don't understand what you have overcome to get to where you are today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, the only letter of recommendation, you don't need no letter of recommendation from nobody, yourself. Validate yourself. Look yourself in the eye. Look yourself in the mirror and love yourself. That's what the scripture is telling us. Then it goes on and say, your lives are a letter written in your heart. Everyone can read it and recognize how good your work is among you. So your life is a letter. Your life is a book. You don't need the book. You are the book. So we spent all our life. You don't have to go to Egypt. You don't need no hieroglyphics in Egypt. You don't need no cuneiform text in the Sumerian text. You don't need no ancient document. You don't need no canon or uncanonized book. You are the book. The only thing you need is you. I'm not talking about the fleshly you. I'm talking about the spiritual you, the thing that is spiritually discerned, my brothers, the thing that is spiritually discerned, my sisters. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll pick up this 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2. Because when we get to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, during this series, this little short series, that's an introduction, because we're going to look at some stuff that I need to make sure that you are prepared to handle. Because what we are going to look at is this forbidden religion that shows you that Jesus and Satan are one and the same. And if you don't understand what the spirit, if you look at the letters are saying that they are the same, but the spirit is saying that they're not. And if you don't understand that, this next series will cause you tunnels destiny, because the letters, they look real good. They look like what they have on pen and paper. It looks real good. But 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 tells me God doesn't use ink. He don't write on tablets of stone any longer. So the true living God, brother, the true living God, sister, he ain't on no stone. And he don't use ink. If you don't understand that, you will not make it. That is why we're laying this foundation. Because where we're going, you know it. Because that's what's coming down the pipe. When all this new world order and martial law and all this other stuff come, they're going to bring out these Noahide laws. They're going to bring out these ancient texts. The Nephilim are going to show up. They're going to be embodied in people. So you ain't going to be able to know who's a real person and who's not. They're already here. So you will have somebody come to you and they're going to show you some written facts. They're going to look real good. But if you don't follow your heart, if you don't follow your spirit, if you don't have the word of God written in your mind, you're going to fall. Pray. Because there's coming a great falling away. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is part one. We're going to probably do a three-part series, again, breaking down the neocortex. Because guess what? The law, the word, the true God, it's not written on tablets of stone. It's written on the hearts and minds of his people. My brother and my sister, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true.